Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott visits Haines, and we'll meet one of the candidates for Senate District Q. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott will be in Haines tomorrow. Mallott plans to meet with the public, borough assembly, mayor, and staff at 10 a.m. in assembly chambers before traveling to Clukwan. Mallott and Governor Bill Walker are running for re-election this fall. This year, the Southeast Alaska State Fair is marking its 50th year. The fair has changed a lot over the years, and everyone that goes seems to have their own unique experience. To capture some of those experiences, KHNS recorded tales of fairs past. This story comes from Fair Board President Deborah Marshall.
I started coming with my daughter when she was a 6-month-old in 1981 and have not missed a fair since. So I would say my story is more of a combination of many fairs. I first brought children up from Juneau for the fair religiously every year until I actually moved into my cabin in the woods up here in 2006. So for many years, 81 all the way through, 20-something years. I always found children to bring up to the fair on the ferry, and we had a great time. We'd hang out in my cabin in the woods and go to the fair. I didn't even know there was a nightlife at the fair because I was a single mom with kids, right? And we'd do the fair during the day and play and do the Ferris wheel and the carousel and the pig races. I would have to say that that's probably what we missed the most and had an awfully good time with. Oh my God, the pig races. I mean, what? They were just great. And whether it's the squealing and the spectators leaning over the fence. And no, they were really fun. That we would make every effort to watch them. It has been a key part of my life. And now that little 6-month-old is 37 and she operates Burning Man. So I think she got hit with event and fair itis from a very young age. I'm now the chair of the board of the fair, so intimately involved in putting it on, which I love after many, many years of just coming as a happy fairgoer. So now I know how much work's involved and how many hundreds of volunteers from all over the community make it happen, and that's just made it an even more rich experience for me.
That was Southeast Alaska State Fair Board President Deborah Marshall. The fair begins today, Thursday, July 26th. Senator Dennis Egan is retiring from the Alaska legislature in January. He's leaving open Senate District Q, which encompasses much of Southeast Alaska, including Haines and Skagway. KTOO's Jake Steinberg spoke to Egan's longtime aide, who's hoping to fill the vacancy left by his former boss.
Thank you for coming.
A crowd has gathered in a campaign supporter's living room. They've just spent the past hour eating Filipino meat skewers and pancit, mingling, and writing checks. They're at a fundraiser, and the person they're raising funds for is at the front of the room.
But thank you all. Thank you all for coming out. I really, really appreciate everybody being here.
That man's name is Jesse Keel.
Let's be honest, you're probably here more for the food than for the company, but...
Yeah!
Especially Denny.
Keel is confident and well-spoken. He occasionally acts in local theater, but it's not Keel's acting that they're here for.
But thank you for coming and supporting my run for Senate for our region of Southeast Alaska.
Keel grew up in Anchorage and went to college in Washington State, where he studied politics and theater. He says he got hooked on public policy while interning for former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens in college. Keel, a Democrat, says the long-serving Republican senator always put his state before his party, and that's something he took to heart.
I've been working for Alaska in public policy ever since.
Keel has spent the past 2 decades working in the Capitol, first as a staffer for former Governor Tony Knowles, then as a legislative aide for former Senator Kim Elton. He served as an aide for Senator Dennis Egan until this year.
I already know how to work with the legal drafters and know where the bathrooms are and know the route a bill takes through committee. know who to call about various issues. That is really critical.
Keel has also had his hand in Juneau's local politics. He's been a member of the Juneau Assembly since 2011, and he says his time on the Assembly has given him the ability to work with people all across the community. He cites the passage of Juneau's Equal Rights Ordinance, which protects LGBTQ people from discrimination in housing and employment, as one of his proudest accomplishments.
I worked with a whole lot of folks, had a whole lot of meetings with both advocates and potential critics, and we arrived at a comprehensive equal rights ordinance for Juneau.
He says his investment in the city's infrastructure and transit, as well as his support of denser zoning, demonstrate his long-term vision.
One of the most valuable things we can do as elected leaders is to keep the long-term vision in mind.
Keel wants to bring that same vision to the Senate, and he says that will mean hard work and tough decisions. Chief among them is finding a sustainable base for the state's economy. He thinks Alaskans should vote on a constitutional amendment that sets how much the state draws from the permanent fund's earnings each year for public service and dividends. He also supports an income tax.
So when you put those things together, then we've got a stable base for the state of Alaska for the very long term.
Keel says he'll fight to keep the capital in Juneau by making government more accessible to the rest of the state. In his view, that means investing in reliable ferry service, better air transportation, and improving digital access to the state government. He says the road is not a priority for him.
I know there are folks who believe there's a single infrastructure project that will change things, but even if it happened tomorrow, folks would still need a passport to get to the capital city through Canada.
Keel has a lot he'd like to do, and he says his years of experience at the Capitol will make him a more effective legislator. His former boss, Senator Egan, agrees. Though he's not endorsing any candidates until after the August 21st primary, he says he'd be delighted if Keel succeeds him.
Jesse probably knows the ins and outs of the legislature better than anyone that I know of. He knows how the legislature works, and it sometimes gets very difficult, very complicated, but Jesse understands.
Keel's political experience has lent itself to his campaign. He's running unopposed in the Democratic primary, and he's raised nearly double his opponent, Don Etheridge, who's running as an independent. The general election is November 6th. In Juneau, I'm Jake Steinberg.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.